I never thought I would say those fucking words, bro. But I'm genuinely excited to see Fast and Furious 11.
This got run down after a bunch of missing children went missing, obviously.
A bunch of missing children.
So they were extra missing.
Yeah. Like, if your wife was blindfolded and she had to just touch four different penises, you think she would be able to pick yours out?
Sure, buddy.
Anyways, welcome back to TFTI, guys. Today, we actually do not have a guest, and we do not have our regular producers, Juanita and Wolfie Boy, today. We actually have another producer today, my son, Gibby Gibster, Gibster Rooney, back in the back.
Gibby Gibson.
Make sure you're in the mic when you talk,
Gibby.
Say hi, Gibby, on the camera.
Sup?
Wrong camera. No, I'm kidding. So, yeah. So, they're excited. So, everybody, hope you guys have fun today. And you guys know us, obviously, your host, Jesus and Lyrical, for this TFTI. We're on episode 150, so we actually didn't get to do anything extravagant because, like, we just been... I didn't even think about it. I mean, I knew we were coming up. I didn't
think about that either.
Yeah, I knew it was coming up, but I didn't really think, like,
damn it,
doing anything for the 150. Like, I
should have had a rave.
That would have been fun. Juan would have been fucking partying it, planning it for us.
Yeah.
He definitely would have came. Left. Yeah, he would have came. He would definitely would have stayed for this episode. But yeah, it's our 150. I guess our special guest, or, you know, Gibby, for the episode 150. You know, this episode is all about family. So we are definitely going to be kicking it. So I guess let's just jump right in. Everybody knows what you guys are tuning in for TFTI, movie, music, and just a bunch of random shit that me and Lyric will talk about. But I want to start off with the Fast and the Furious movie. I know you haven't seen it, Lyric. I know you probably don't give a fuck to see it either. As far as, like, going to the movies to go be like, I need to go see it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in a hurry, but I do want to see it. Mm-hmm. But I am curious because I saw a post today that said you had one job and you failed or something.
Like the movie? Like,
does that make sense? Yeah.
No, not really. No, I don't actually not. I don't feel like I've said anybody and heard anybody say anything like that. No.
Did it deliver?
So I guess it's that, you know me and you know how much I've talked shit about Fast and the Furious because I feel like Fast and the Furious has kind of gone downhill.
No.
And
you don't say.
It's become part of the MCU at this point.
Pretty much. Did you see that video that Johnny sent?
The like the ridiculous moments and shit
of Fast and the Furious? No, it was he just sent it this morning. I think it was intended for you, but I intercepted it. It was Michelle Rodriguez saying like that, like pretty much like that she's over the MCU.
Oh yeah.
Like how much can they possibly do and stuff? And then somebody started talking shit about Fast and the Furious.
I didn't. I did see that. I didn't see him sent it. Sorry, John. I didn't see you sent it, but I did see the video on TikTok. I
intercepted it.
I do that sometimes with your messages. Like when I know it's, I don't know it's for you, and I open it, I go, damn it. No, like Lyric was not gonna be able to see that edit. I opened it. Yeah, no, she's true. It's definitely gone. I mean, like MCU has gone so far, but like with Fast and Furious, I feel that I went in really, I only went to go see it because my dad wanted to go see it. And like, if my dad didn't want to go see it, I would have never went to go see it. I definitely would have waited to the movie till it came out and then watched it here at home. But my dad wanted to go see it. So me and my wife were like, fuck it, let's go. And me and Fernanda have not liked Fast and the Furious since 5. Fast and Furious 5 was like the last like really good one. Like 6.
Which one was that?
With The Rock, when The Rock first came in. Okay. That's where they started to go over the top a little bit, but it wasn't there yet. Mm. Like you were seeing like, you know, like,
well, I guess if you bring The Rock in, you gotta take it to another level
for sure. And it was action. That was the first time you could see like The Rock and Vin Diesel actually fighting, going toe to toe. Like it was actually pretty, pretty cool.
Who do you think would win if they actually like win at it on stage? Not Toretto versus The Rock's Hobbs, character, but
The Rock versus Vin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. If it was The Rock versus Vin Diesel, a real life fight,
I would say The Rock.
I'm going to go with Vin Diesel. Wow. I'm a Vin Diesel fan, so I'm going to go with Vin Diesel. But I think also Vin Diesel, I think the training he's done through his movies, especially with like Riddick and the Fast and the Furious, I feel like he's done like more fighting, right? Because Vin Diesel fights in his movies, where The Rock just fights and doesn't get his ass kicked in any of the movies. He
usually just punches the shit out of people.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a big muscle guy, so I don't feel like The Rock would have like the fighting sets.
In what was the he's one a wrestler. He was with that guy...
He's a wrestler.
Stifler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Rundown. Tall. No, Rundown. Yeah, the Rundown. Like, yeah.
he did some like fighting in that one.
Yeah, but, he did.
That was a while back.
Yeah, but like now he's just a fucking a walking product.
So but I feel like if he's just like swinging crazy, like all, I think all he has to do is like land one yeah, good time.
But Vin Diesel's a really fucking good, you know, yeah, a unit too. Like he's fucking, he's a boulder, bro. Like I feel like he could take those hits, you know? And I feel like he's short enough to be able to get under, boom. Like, yeah, no, you're right. Like if The Rock were to lay on him, like big hits enough, like, yeah, for sure. But I feel like Vin Diesel can move faster than The Rock if they're going toe to toe. That's how I feel.
We should make that happen.
Oh, let's definitely see that.
Stocks talking shit.
But so going in, me and Fernanda were like ready to fucking just hate on this movie on Fast X. I was for sure like, I looked at Fernanda and I was like, point at me at the moment like the movie loses you. Like where you're like, this is it. Like from here on out, right? Yeah. And
there, same as the lights dim.
No, well, the beginning scene. Like one of the beginning scenes, definitely you go like, get the fuck out of here. Like you're like already like, get the fuck out of here.
So they're trying to test you to see if you're actually in it.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, because at first, like it's one of the first scenes and you're just kind of like, okay, whatever. But after that, like that set it up for you to kind of go like, this is going to be ridiculous. But after that, I don't feel like it went over a ridiculous level like the other films have until like, it was still ridiculous, but it never hit a level
crazy but acceptable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you were like, okay, this is where Fast and the Furious has gone, but they're not going to space no more.
Yeah.
They're not, there's no fucking submarine chasing them on the ice. You know, like it's not, Vin Diesel's not flying from the fucking, you know, one car to the other bridge and catching Michelle Rodriguez. Like they're still doing ridiculous stuff, but it just felt more like the Fast and the Furious level finally, right? So, it wasn't until like the last like 20 minutes of the movie that I was like, okay, right here, Fernandez, where that's ridiculous. And then I was like, but I'm very proud that it took us this long to really like,
that far.
Yeah, like holy shit. And it was just that part. My mom's calling me. Oh, she's on podcast. Hold on. Hello? Bueno?
It's just like horrible.
Olivia?
Bueno?
Yeah,
hola.
Hola, yeah, I got that cream you wanted.
Hello?
Oh, estás
yeah, I'm on the, estás tu, yeah, you're on the podcast right now. What's up, ma?
Ah, okay. No, es que tenía pasta por si querías.
Yeah, pasta.
Subtitles.
Yeah, bring me some pasta. But Gabby's at home.
Jesus should.
Okay.
Dad should
so let me call her. All
right, love you.
Okay, love you.
Love you. Bye.
Dad, you should go and like post and like caption
it. I know, right? Okay, you should do some captions that can't be spent. She says she's going, she's like, I just want to drop you off some pasta. I'm 32 married, and my mother just called me. You want some pasta, mijo? And I'm going to say, yeah. I don't know. Probably from like Olive Garden or Red Lobster.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So
that's a score.
I actually really enjoyed Fast and Furious 6. Like,
this was only 10?
10.
Oh.
And like, the whole time, 30 minutes in, I looked at Fernanda and I was like, hey, I'm actually enjoying this. She goes, it's not that bad. Another 30 minutes, and I was like, yo, this is. It's pretty good. Like, I'm not like the dialogue's still cringy. They still got some corny stuff going on. But like, again, it never hit that level of like too ridiculous, too corny, too cringy, like
too fast.
It was, yeah, too fast, too fierce. It was just at that right level. So I honestly enjoyed the fuck out of Fast and Furious 6. I love John Cena's character. Jason Momoa's character, bro, bad fucking ass. I really,
good. I'm glad that they utilized him right.
Damn, yeah.
Those ratings are not good.
Boring. And
those are,
I mean, honestly,
I put it to one star though.
If people really hate on the movie, like, okay, that's fine. I can see why. Like, it's not.
Oh, there you go.
You know, it's still a Fast and the Furious movie like you've seen recently. But it's nothing like Fast 8 and it's nothing like Fast 9. It's really fun. It's really, the action's good. Like, I told Fernanda this. I go, I think that Dominic Toretto has earned the spot of doing these things because if you watch any other movie and you see someone driving recklessly or doing whatever, you go, okay, Vin Diesel. And you're referring to Dominic Toretto. Mm-hmm. Or you go, okay, Dominic Toretto. So you know how ridiculous already Dominic Toretto is. So we've given him that medal already.
Yeah.
That title. So watching him do ridiculousness, like the only thing I could go is like, okay, Dominic Toretto. Like, oh, well, that is Dominic Toretto. You know, like, so I was honestly like, you know what? Me and Fernando were like, he's earned that. Vin Diesel, Dominic Toretto has earned being the guy who can do ridiculous shit with this car and doing ridiculous shit for family. Like I give him that. I got to give Vin Diesel his flowers, Dominic Toretto on that. Like he's earned that. Now, was the movie the best? No, but was it fun and enjoyable? Fuck yeah, bro. I liked it. I would watch it again. That's talking about also like Fast 8 and 9 and 7, which I Fast 8 and 9, which I would never watch again. Those movies are trash.
I don't think I've ever even seen them.
They're so bad, bro. But 8, but 10, bro, was fun.
I think you got to go into those movies just like, I'm just here to have a good time.
For sure.
You know, oh, like, for sure. I'm not here to see anything cool. Like, I'm here to see Vin Diesel, you know.
Just having give action. It a shot. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's probably why I enjoyed it more this time was because I went in with the fact of like, you know what? I'm here to have fun. I'm here to turn my brain off. Like, I'm not going to critique it. This is just it. And I think because of that reason, I really, really enjoyed it.
You're
and
able to get pleasantly surprised.
For sure. Like everything about like the, like, and everything that was going on, you were just like, well, yeah, I mean, it's Fast and Furious now. Like, of course they're going to do that, you know? And it was just fun, man. I honestly, I can see why people hate it, but I can also see why people liked it. Like, it was a fun, enjoyable movie. And I'm honestly excited now to see Fast and Furious 11. I never thought I would say those fucking words, bro. But I'm genuinely excited to see Fast and Furious 11. And like I said, Jason Momoa's character, like, the thing I liked about Jason Momoa's character was that every villain in Fast and Furious always comes out like, I'm going to be harder and stronger than Vin Diesel, and I'm going to be badass, and I'm going to be this meaner, like, tough guy, like Jason Statham, Luke Evans, The Rock, Charlize Theron. All of these villains always come out tough. Jason Momoa was just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to fucking fuck shit up my way. I'm going to be my villain. I'm going to be the villain I want to be. I honestly was hearing people compare Jason Momoa's character to the Joker, and I was like, y'all are crazy. But then I watched and I go, oh, I see it. Like, now I'm not saying he gave that performance to the Joker, but he did deliver the crazy maniac like the Joker as far as like just not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
He really went beyond what the other characters would do, right? Like,
was there like a bad guy in the very first Fast and the Furious?
It was Johnny Tran, right?
Johnny Tran.
But he wasn't really like a bad, bad
he
guy.
Really, he just got like punched like 3 times. Yeah. And then that was
he got arrested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You raided my house.
Yeah. It was you.
It was you.
But how do you think it would be if somebody who's never seen any of them watched The Fast and the Furious and then you were like, hey, we're about to go watch Fast X?
That was my experience.
That was Gibby.
That's my experience. So my dad, he invited me to go watch it. He was like, you sure you don't want to watch it? I was like, bro, I only finished the first one. I was like, there's like 9 more movies.
Come sit over here, Fed.
No.
Real quick, it's just me and Lyrical, please. Hey, look who's back right now, guys. Our old producer.
He's actually Fetus. Talking about your
come here, Fed.
Critique of Fast and the Furious.
Oh, cool.
How did you, we were talking about how we liked it. Yeah, Gibby's experience was a little bit like that. I told him, I was like, let's go watch Fast and the Furious 10. And he was like, dad. Yeah, we saw it together. No, Gibby, no. I was like, we saw it together. We were sitting right next to each other when we saw it.
You gotta get your lies right, man.
No, we watched the,
The Fast and
Hold on. Damn, I wish you can hear. Gibby, go over there real quick. Give me that mic and the headphones. I don't care if I was only here for 2 minutes. Go over there really quick and, bring them to me. Yeah, Gibby was one where I was like, hey, let's go see Fast and the Furious 10. He's like, nah, bro. Like, how am I going to jump from the first one to 10? And I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, that is a ridiculous jump. Like, he just saw the first one. He was like, this was really good.
A lot's happened.
Yeah. And he liked the first one. Like, the first one for him was actually pretty good.
I still like the first one.
The Xbox.
You haven't seen the first one?
No, I still like the first one. Like, I could still watch that. I mean, it was corny, but.
The original, the first Fast and Furious was released in 2001.
There you go.
Hello. That is wild.
Say hi to Fernanda, guys. Our old producer, my sister.
Hi. Vin Diesel's 55 years old. So he would be, how old was he in the first one? This was 22 years ago. So 30 something?
22 years ago?
Yeah. Came out 2001.
33.
Dude, what the fuck?
33 years old.
So he was 33 when he was in the original Fast and Furious.
Fed, what did you think of Fast and Furious?
He was 33
years
old.
That's wild.
Wait, have you seen it?
No.
What?
Are you going to go watch it?
The new one?
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to go watch it, but I'll watch it if Jesus buys it on fucking Vudu.
Sure, buddy.
Yeah, I will. No, I'm definitely going to get it on Vudu.
We always randomly check and like, let's see what he buys.
Let's see what we got. I got a Tron Legacy now. What did you think of Fast and Furious, Fed?
I can't hear myself. Is this okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I thought it was going to suck just because of how bad the other ones, I guess, are. But if you're just watching it for what it is, and if you just know that you're only going to watch it for the action. And like, yeah, some
that's
things,
what we just said.
Yeah, yeah. Some things are just like, you're going to be like, that's impossible. There's no way. But if you're just going to sit there and critique the movie, like, don't go. Like, don't go to critique it because you can critique that movie yeah. pretty hard.
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure.
But if you're just going to like see it for the action, like, it was pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
It was. And what's his name? Who was the villain?
Jason Momoa. Yeah,
he played a really good villain. Like, yeah. A really good villain.
That's what I was
really
telling them.
Creative with that one.
Yeah, just I really like the character. Villain.
Oh, his name is his name is something else. His name's not villain in the movie. I forgot. He's the son of the Fast and Furious 5 bad guy.
Does Vin Diesel speak Spanish in this one?
I don't think this time he spoke Spanish.
He says familia. Does that count?
Yeah, but I don't think he like actually like did the Spanish like he usually does. I hated
the way that he said Brazil in that one.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil. He probably did say that on the movie too. He probably did say that on this movie. But again, I was telling them how much I really enjoyed it.
It was kind of sad. I cried.
What part did you cry on? No, don't ruin it. But okay, don't ruin it.
Guys, okay, so that I was going to ask.
Oh, Dante. That is his name. Dante is Jason Momoa's name in the movie.
Batty Dante Reyes.
Batty Dante Reyes.
No, you're good.
Don't quote me on that.
Batty Dante.
Headphones. Yeah, it's just
that. Damn, that's hard to say.
Don't quote me on that.
Batty Dante Reyes.
What were you saying, Lyric?
You were going to ask something you said? Because I said I almost cried.
And then you
did cry.
Oh. Yeah, well, I don't want anything to be given away, but like how we were saying, like, people have to die in this one.
Why do you say that?
Because, like, what are we doing here?
There's...
like, they're that all invincible that they're facing off with, like, the worst of the worst in the world, and nobody dies?
Well...
the Asian dude got blown up, and then he's back alive?
It's the MCU. Look, the Fast and the Furious movies are the MCU.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, I looked at Fernando, and I go, bro, no one dies in these movies.
Yeah.
And then, like, this movie just like, I don't want to ruin nothing. All I just want to know is that there's two more movies after this. That's all I'm going to tell you guys. So that should let you guys know.
And if you kill anybody off, it's like, then what's the point of those movies?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And well, because you want to see that revenge. Like,
yeah, but we don't want any revenge this far before.
Like, you want to see stakes.
Yeah, exactly. Stakes, like whenever Jason Statham blew up the, I have no idea what his name is and I feel bad. The Asian Han. Dude.
Han? Yeah, Han.
Han
of
Louis.
Of course it was. whenever he blew him up, then it was almost like, well, we didn't really care about that guy, but we knew what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, they got to get revenge for that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It added to the story.
Was like even like on Walking Dead, whenever they do the same routine over and over, at least whenever they introduce somebody, they kill somebody. And it's like, oh, man, like he killed that guy. Mm-hmm. Like they better get him back.
Yeah, the stakes are up and you're feeling it.
Yeah, but if it's just like car chase and then a couple of punches are thrown, like it's like, yeah, come on.
You don't really, you don't gain
a
connection with these characters because like, you know, like, oh, these characters.
They're not at risk.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. There's no stakes between them. So you're just like, why should I care if they're going to looking at the scene? I'm like, oh, it looks like they're about to die.
Yeah, but they're fine.
It's whatever.
You can't hear this?
Sure, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, that sucks. Is it because they're gaming?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I don't know if we have any other.
There's like a knob right there. Does that do anything?
Yeah, you turn it up.
Right there?
No.
Right there? Mm-mm.
Wait, have y'all already talked about Guardians?
No, we did talk about it whenever.
Is that Grizzly out already?
Yeah, Guardians 3.
Oh. I never saw part 2.
Well, I have a question. So what character in Fast and Furious has died and stayed dead so far that you know of? Because I'm trying to think too. Like, what? Who has died in Fast and Furious and has stayed
on screen?
Paul Walker.
Off screen.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Walked into that one. Okay. On screen, not off screen.
Method actor.
Yeah. Well, because Paul Walker's character, O'Brien, isn't even dead in the movies, you know, like in the Fast and Furious.
What's that one? Like the villains die.
Well, yeah, right? The villains though.
Like main character-wise?
Did you say Mr. Nobody? He died on there. I forgot. Kurt Russell. Sorry,
I just said nobody.
Idris Elba.
Oh.
That was on Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, doesn't he die?
On Hobbs and Shaw? Yeah. I don't remember.
I remember.
But those are villains, though. Villains are definitely on the Fast and Furious going to get killed off.
Do they all die, though, or do they just get arrested?
I think...
They die.
Gibby, you are literally Google or producer. You're not Googling none of this.
Because I remember I watched Hobbs and Shaw. It was I've only watched two Fast and Furious movies. It was Hobbs and Shaw. And I'm spelling it wrong.
It's sure, buddy.
The original Fast.
Sure, buddy. It's Theo Vaughn. Well, I don't want to ruin it because there's a lot of stuff that happens in the movie. Because I as enjoyable as it was, there was so many things that I was like, this is ridiculous. Still, yeah. Like there was still some parts I'm like,
no. But to be fair, him and I were waiting. Like the minute it started, he was like, look at me. The minute you're just like, this is it. Like,
yeah,
this is over. And like, we didn't do that till almost towards the end.
Yeah.
And then like kind of in the middle, we were both like, honestly, for what we've seen, it's actually not that bad. He's like, I don't hate it. And I'm like, me neither. Like,
yeah,
because I was waiting. So I was just waiting to be like, bro, this is it right here. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, but
nothing.
It just went well. Like,
yeah. Not saying there wasn't any corny stuff that was going on, but like never to the point where I was like, oh my God. Like I was just like okay, I'm enjoying this.
I want
to
walk out type of
deal. Yeah. Never. I was legitimately having fun.
I was enjoying it.
And I will say, like, it even ended, like, with the cliffhanger still.
Yeah, it did.
Like, it lit like a cliffhanger. So I don't even know what to tell you.
Was it not predictable?
No. Uh-uh. None of it, bro. Like,
the whole movie wasn't predictable. No, honestly.
That's why I liked it. Like, I mean, I knew it was going to be ridiculous, but I didn't know it was going to, like.
Well, you did call something, but.
Oh, I did call the ending. Because I was just like, bro, like, this has to happen. Yeah. And then Fed was like, no way. And then it happened. And I was like.
So it was predictable.
The end credit. I'm sorry. Not the ending. Okay. There's an end credit scene. Not the ending. The ending, I didn't call at all. I
did Black Adam show up?
I'm not saying nothing.
That'd be funny.
They got to fit him in somewhere.
They got to fit him in somewhere now. But honestly, man, I enjoyed it. I really liked Fast and the Furious. And that's coming from somebody who just hated 8 and 9.
Well, like, I need to go watch all of them now because I didn't watch any of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I gotta go. Okay. All right, y'all. Well, thanks for having me. Nice. It's great to
yeah, catch thanks up. For stopping by.
You didn't look like a grown up.
Glory Brows on Instagram. I have my brow business.
Hey, check mommy's calling. Cut it off.
Yeah, my mom's. I gotta go. There's pasta downstairs.
Nice. Bye, mom. Love you. Thanks for stopping by, Fetus.
Yeah, of course. Love you guys.
Love you. But I do recommend anybody to, if you want to just have fun and turn your brain off, go watch the movie. And it's not as bad as 9 and 8. Like, that's for sure. It's actually a more believable, not just like over the top, like everybody's like Charlize Theron on 8, like they were just like, she's just badass, like just believe it. And then Jason Statham, it's like, he's Jason Statham, believe it, you know?
Yeah.
And when Jason Momoa was like, oh, I believe why he's a bad guy, like I see why he's the villain, I see why he's the way he is. And like,
so he's not like superhuman, he's just crazy.
No, there was even a part, bro, where like he fought Vin Diesel and like Jason Momoa was just like, I was surprised of how they did it. And I was like, oh shit, like, and he's still like the Joker and Batman. That's kind of how I saw like the things going on, where like the Joker's just crazy. Mm-hmm. But like, if you were to fight Batman, you're like, well, Batman's gonna whoop his ass.
Yeah.
So the Joker has to find other ways to really fuck with Batman, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what Jason Momoa did. Like, he always came off on top. Like, it was just really, really badass. Like, even the introduction scene where you really see, where you first see him come up with Charlize Theron, like, I immediately was like, oh, I already know what's gonna happen. And then I didn't see any of it happening. I was like, oh shit, like, okay, like that was a really good villain move. I didn't fucking think any of that shit would happen. So I liked it. I gave it maybe a 7, 6.5 out of 10.
I just elbowed did die.
He died on Hobbs and Shaw. Apparently. Thanks for ruining it, Gibby. No, I'm just kidding.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I give it a 6.5, 7 out of 10. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fucking fun movie. The action was dope. Like I said, they didn't do over the top with Tyrese and Ludacris on this one either. I felt like they were really more grounded than before. So, fun movie. I recommend it. Everybody who wants to, definitely go check out Fast and Furious.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, okay, another thing I do want to talk about, because Gibby's here, is the Five Nights at Freddy's. So, me and Lyric will know of Five Nights at Freddy's because of our kids.
Yeah.
It's not because we're playing the games or none of that.
I've seen it played, but...
Oh, y'all should play during the podcast, bro.
Well, I mean, so funny. Maybe we'd do that.
That'd be hilarious.
Well, I mean, like, well, we've never actually like been like, let's go play Friday Nights. Like, it's been because they're playing and then, you know...
That's the one that, like, it just, like, pops up their face, right?
Like, yeah,
it's the horror game.
You're like a security guard and you're like in the security room. It's a video game. It's a PC game. It came out and you're in the you're a security guard in the security room where like you're watching these animatronics and stuff and late at night.
Kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So turn it down, Gibby.
Can I play the...
Not yet. Turn it down.
That's Freddy.
You have to wait. I was going to play the video game trailer.
No, not yet, baby. So you haven't seen the trailer. So they're actually dropping a movie. So from the video game and stuff, from I've known for the last, I don't know, 8-9 years since this. I don't fucking know how. I just know my son's been obsessed with it. And
long time ago.
Yeah, you can see the dolls in his camera. But
that's been about 8 years ago, right?
Probably about eight, right?
It's been we've been waiting for this film for 8 years.
Well, make sure your camera's recording, Gibby. So now the movie is dropping. And I know this is a movie that everybody's been, been waiting. It's been anticipating to come out. And you haven't seen... Did you stop it, Gibby?
No, it stopped.
Okay. And you haven't seen the trailer, Lyrical.
No.
Okay, so there's a trailer for Five Nights at Freddy. And so...
Why does it keep doing? It keeps stopping.
Okay, well, keep recording and don't drop it then. There you go. Leave it right there.
That's so weird. All right, whatever.
Okay, so we're going to play the trailer. So put on the trailer. And
it
then
came out in 2014.
The movie or the
2014
game?
Was the when the game came out?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been almost 10 years. 9 years. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube, Gibby.
That's crazy.
You mean to play the trailer or the game?
No, the trailer.
The game trailer.
So
that was it. That was
it's just a teaser.
All kinds of
teaser.
Oh, okay.
It's a teaser. So the actual like big trailer.
That was a good teaser because it made me want to see more.
Right. It looked pretty interesting. So it's a movie about a security guard. You know, like I said, it's kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese. So a security guard is just checking in on like just watching and making sure no one's breaking in or whatever. But then the animatronics like come to life.
So in this one, they have kids.
What do you mean?
Like they look like there was children in there.
Can I explain?
Okay, Gibby, go ahead.
I know a lot.
Go ahead, Gibby. Explain to us.
This is why I'm here.
Sure, so, buddy.
Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie, the game, everything about it is about this dude who gets hired. He gets a summer job as a security guard for this famous track. You know, I'm playing the game trailer.
It explains it.
Like it's literally 30 seconds long.
Okay,
It's 30 seconds.
Okay, all right. We'll watch the game trailer that's 30 seconds long.
It is 30 seconds long.
I feel that trailer didn't explain shit that you were going to tell us, Gibby.
So, yeah.
You just wanted to show us the game trailer?
I'm more confused.
Yeah.
Just wanted to watch it.
Okay. So, there's this guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Gets a job for the summer.
Yeah.
Which was Hutcherson. You know, Josh Hutcherson. Whatever. Can I get the...
Matt Hutcherson.
Movie thing. Like everything. There we go. All
right. There he is.
So Josh Hutcherson is playing the Mike Schmidt, which is the main security guard from the first game. There's a bunch of lore. I'm not going to explain it all because we're going to be here for hours. So I try to explain.
No. Just give us a small rundown, Gibby.
Exactly. The first game comprises of you, Josh Hutcherson, playing, getting this job at this rundown place, which was a fun, like basically Chuck E. Cheese. But William Afton, this guy here, I'm not trying to spoil it, but basically, he did a bunch of bad stuff, and the place got run down after a bunch of missing children went missing. Obviously, and
a bunch of missing children.
So they were extra missing.
Yeah.
So
they were missing already, and then they went extra missing.
The company got bankrupt, and he works as a night guard, so people wouldn't vandalize and mess around in it. And surprise, surprise! Guess who
don't ruin nothing.
All right, you know what?
Okay.
Freddy.
Yeah, that's basically the rundown.
So essentially on the trailer, they just see a security guard through it. And it looked like a rundown, like Chuck E. Cheese, like an old
like an old on its way
done.
Yeah.
I was wondering too, I was like, why is he securing like a place that's run down? But I guess it's not to vandalize and stuff the place. But like obviously that you watch the movie, there's probably gonna be more to it. Like
there's gotta be a reason.
It was a setup or something.
There's a lot more to it. Because I can't explain it because I don't want to spoil it. And also, we'd be here for hours.
Yeah, because Gibby would be like,
but wait,
there's more.
There is. So, yeah, and I mean, it looks fun. I mean, again, I knew of it because of my son. So it looks fun. It looks entertaining. I'm excited. I'm excited to see it and see what it's, you know, what it's about. When did that drop?
The teaser?
A few days ago.
I wonder if Pudge knows about it.
He probably just didn't tell you. Yeah, it dropped like a week ago, probably. Not even maybe. Probably like 5 days ago or something. Six days ago. 4 days ago. Yeah, it recently dropped.
That's wild.
But yeah, it looks pretty fun. I'm gonna be up there to watch it definitely with my son to check that movie out.
What's it rated?
I was about to say it gives me a PG-13 feel because the game was targeted towards kids.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way they're gonna make this movie.
It wasn't targeted towards kids at all.
Maybe it wasn't targeted towards kids, but kids.
It was originally.
Let me explain. Originally, the game creator Scott Cawthon made this horror game for adults just to have fun, and then a bunch of YouTubers, you know, they started making videos, got more popular. Children, and those YouTubers were advertised. Most of them were children based. That's how I found about it.
Guilty. I was one of them.
That's how I found about it. One of my favorite YouTubers, you know, when I was little, FGTV, he would do a
FGTV dad. Yeah.
He would play.
I love that channel.
He would play FNAF with his like his 2-year-old son.
I admit, I still get excited when FGTV drops videos. Like I'm like, cool, not. New video.
I haven't seen any of his stuff recently.
I love the FGTV stuff because I feel like that's the one where they only drop like once a week, once every other week. And then like they actually put like a good production where it's like entertaining and it's like, it is like a family friendly channel, but I really, really enjoy it. But yeah, that's where obviously the kids got it from was because of YouTubers and stuff. So it definitely gravitated towards kids because kids were the ones watching YouTube while parents were working.
Yeah. And it definitely doesn't give me an adult feel.
Not
like, especially if that guy's playing it with his children and. Like
mostly monkey look.
Yeah, for sure. It gave me this is like the scary stuff for kids.
Kind of like that. What is that other one? Hello Neighbor.
Yeah.
Was that one.
And
that
one
was pretty fun.
Listen, these kids. We played that one. Yeah, I played Hello Neighbor with them. So many damn games. I played Plants vs. Zombies, but he what was I fucking saying? He was scared of the game when he was younger as well.
Terrifying.
And he would still keep playing it.
Terrifying.
It's just scary. And he's still on the fucking tablet playing the fucking game when it came to maps.
Because it was so fun. It was just, you know, see if you could survive. And also there was a lot.
So are you trying to like solve anything?
There was a lot of lore.
You're trying to like stay alive in the game.
There's a lot of lore, a lot of story behind it. So that's what brought a lot of fans to keep playing the game.
You're trying to survive the night. Like imagine having a job where it's like, just survive the night and you get paid. It's like, oof, all right, let's see if I can do this weekly.
Let's do it.
That's that game creator.
They have a game. They have it on VR.
Would you work somewhere if they told you, like, if you could survive, you get $3 million?
Maybe.
I mean, it depends. What are we surviving against?
Like, to where you only have to be there one night. Yeah, but like,
what are we surviving against?
But what are we going up against?
Like some shit like that. Some kind of like
the animatronics?
Yeah. Something crazy towards like you might have to kill somebody. You might.
Oh, oof. Ooh, I don't know.
Like you got to like be a little morally
like a living
flexible.
Person or like a mechanical thing.
I don't know what it is.
I think
it could be a robot or it could be some crazy dude.
Like entity?
Yeah.
Like Jason Voorhees?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nah. I think
but all you got to do is just avoid them.
And survive the night.
Yeah, you don't even have to kill them or deal with them.
Like, do I have to show up to that place of work and stay in there?
Yeah, but for one night. I mean, you could do it as many nights as you want, and then probably, each night is worth $3 million.
I probably most likely would die. Second of all,
well, yeah, because you got to think about it. Like,
there could be anything.
Like, let's just say, like, you are staying the night on there, but like, and you could think like, well, I'll just outrun them. But like, then you get to a spot where there's nowhere to run. Like, you're fucked. Like,
yeah, what do you do?
At that point, you're like, do I fucking fight this Jason Voorhees or this animatronic, whatever it is? Like, I think if you're single, you could take the risk.
Yeah.
I would take the risk. I'd be like, you know what? $3 million. If I die, like, what am I living for? I got bills the next day. I don't give a fuck. But I think leaving my family and stuff, like, I don't know if I can do that. Like, if something happens, like, I'll, you know,
that might be motivation. Like, you know what? Like,
to stay alive.
They for sure get the money either way.
Oh, okay. Okay, if that was the case, I'd do it for sure. I would 100%. I'd be like, if they get the money, that I'll do it, like, for sure.
So I was gonna mention something. There's what drove us to, you know, us kids to really like it was, first of all, it was terrifying. Second of all, it had a story. This story, like the story behind it, was amazing. Like, it's such an amazing story that you have to like so much research and much. so much games you had to play to follow it, and it was just like such a fun thing for us kids. But
yeah, there's like,
I feel like
there's
I want to play it just to see if.
I'm the type of person that likes the games to be like very interactive, so moving and stuff. And like on that one, you're just like sitting in like a desk, like pushing the button of like closing the door.
You're like looking at different. Yeah,
and the screen's right there. So like, I think that's what threw me off when I first played it, because I was kind of like, that's nothing scary about it. And then like, they would just, you know, pop up in your face. And I was like, but for kids, it's scary. Like, I see that. But like, mm-hmm. for me, I saw it and I was like, I didn't find it as scary. But again, it's been years since I fucking even tried to play it. So I definitely, I think I'd try just like, to kind of see how it is.
Yeah. I mean, like Hello Neighbor, you know, like it gets pretty intense.
Yeah.
Whenever you know he's coming after you or something like that, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
You're like, fucking having to run and shit. Yeah. And see, that's where you get stuck sometimes. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You can't go nowhere. And then like he traps you, right? You got to fucking get somebody to unlock you or something like
and
that.
And then what does he do? Does he like pull your pants down?
What does he do, Gibby, on Hello Neighbor?
Because that's he leans forward.
He kidnaps you and puts you in a basement.
I think he's like molesting
kids. Does he pull your pants down?
He doesn't molest children.
He's pulling your pants down.
He's just a middle-aged man who lost his wife and kids. And
sure, buddy.
That's the story.
Okay.
He's a middle-aged man who lost his wife and kids. You know
who's a diehard fan over here.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like people going into...
Stop talking bad about Dominic Toretto.
Kind of like Monster House.
Hell
in a Nutshell. His kid dies. He buries him. His neighbor gets. He's like, why do you have a dead body in your backyard? He tries to investigate. And then he kidnaps him. And that's like the story. That's basically what Hell of Neighbors.
Kid games.
He's trying to figure out why
it's a child that's trying to figure out why.
It's some games as an adult, some games as a child.
It's the lore behind it, I guess. Because like I don't really feel like they explain. Like you're just running from a neighbor who's fucking molesting.
Yeah,
your pants
simple
down.
Games with amazing lore. It's just that's what most of it is.
I just play them and then I'm like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't think anything of it or. Any of that shit.
Kibby's like, did you know he was in the military?
Hey, you got to get in through this and you got to find the key.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't need to know anything else about this guy.
Do you want
to
know his background?
I just know he's, this guy's trying to diddle you.
Yeah.
And you're trying to avoid that.
Yeah. And I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. Get out.
I want to see I'll play this game. So
we'll play Five Nights at Freddy. I'll definitely play it. I'm interested in seeing.
Because we can play for like free right now. Like
we're not going to play right now.
I know. I'm just saying it's like, it's so, I just want to see y'all like play it in like the dark.
We'll. I'll check it out though. We're definitely going to see Five Nights at Freddy though, for sure. Another movie that I want to talk about that came out that I don't think we talked about it last week, but I bugged you guys, you, Juan, and Wolf to watch the trailer over and over. I was just so excited. And I wasn't because I was like, oh, these fuckers ain't watch it, but I was so excited to see what you guys thought of the movie, the trailer. It's called The Creator. With John David Washington, which is Denzel Washington's son. It's directed by...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, directed by Garth Edwards. Gibby, look it up, bro.
I was waiting for you to finish talking so I could tell you something. The camera, I found out if... So why it stops recording is because we open it up again. And when we open it up again, that's when it starts recording.
Okay, well then don't open it up anymore.
Yeah, so... Hey, that's what happened again right now.
Okay. So the movie's The Creator and the trailer drop. And I love, so I'm a big sci-fi fan. I fucking love sci-fi films, but I haven't really seen a good sci-fi film in a good minute. Like and people can say like, this isn't good, but like the last sci-fi film that I actually like really was excited to go see, went to the movies the night it came out, bro. And I actually loved it was Jupiter Ascending. I fucking loved it with Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis. I fucking love that movie. People hated that movie. People were like, the movie was trash. But it's directed by the Waxahachie sisters now. They're brothers. But the director's The Matrix.
Waxahachie? I've never heard that before.
Not Wax. I'm fucking.
Like, you're like, what?
I'm butchering the shit out of the name. But the directors of The Matrix are the ones who directed the Jupiter Ascending. So that one was dope. But I haven't been that excited. That was 2014. So I haven't been excited for a movie like that in a good minute. The Creator dropped. And I saw the little thumbnail on YouTube for it. Mm-hmm. I saw John David Washington. And I was kind of like, I'll watch it later. Like, whatever. And then a few hours go by and I was watching trailers. And I was like, let me put this on. And bro, am fucking excited for this movie. Like, I am so pumped. I've watched the trailer maybe like 20, 30 times. Like, I just can't get enough of
Danny McBride's in it.
Oh, that's fuck. So I'm even more excited now that Danny McBride's in it, bro.
I just found that out. That's so sick.
Benedict Wong's in it, bro. Oh my gosh, bro. But the movie the trailer just looks so fucking great. Like, finally an original sci-fi film. And if the movie's about AI taking over, so it has like that Terminator vibe, like Skynet in the beginning. And AI finally takes over and basically sets a war on humans. And I'm just, bro, I'm fucking pumped for this movie. What did you think, though? Because I sent it to you, Juan, and y'all saw it like 5 days later. What did y'all think of the trailer?
Yeah, it was a while later. Honestly, I don't remember. Like, I remember watching it and thinking like, oh, that looks kind of cool. But whenever I saw the creator, and then like, it was like, is this supposed to be like a religious type thing or what? So it kind of,
you didn't really
turn me off a little bit. And then once it like kept going, then it was like, maybe it's more of a metaphor for like that type of thing. And so I don't know. Like,
I didn't get any of that vibe.
Really?
Yeah, I got the whole AI.
It was a different movie I was watching.
Click the put the trailer on. we'll cut. Turn it up. Oh, put your mic to
We're talking about Book of Eli, right?
What do you think, man? Now that you've seen the trailer again,
chills,
right?
Yeah, I remember now. Like watching it. Yeah, I'm still just trying to figure out like what's
the meaning behind it. I guess. Yeah, because obviously
it's got to be like a metaphor for something.
Yeah,
like a big thing. But yeah. I mean, it's interesting looking. Everything looks good. And I like that. What's that guy's name? The Asian dude?
Ken Han?
Ken wanted to be.
Yeah, Ken Juan. Han, he's from Inception. He's been in a lot of movies. In Godzilla, Let Them Fight.
What's it called? The main one that I liked him in was Last Samurai.
Oh, I've never seen that one with Tom Cruise. Yeah,
that's a really good movie.
I've heard it's a good movie. Wasn't he on Hidden Dragon? Crouching Tiger? Oh, he was on Memoirs of Gyashi? Yeah, he was a Godzilla. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that movie looks dope, though, man. Anyway, if you have not seen the trailer for The Creator, go watch the trailer for The Creator, because that movie is just fucking, it just looks fucking fantastic. It's my most anticipated movie of the year now. I was excited for some movies, but like, I've not been excited for any movie this year like I am for The Creator. And I like John David Washington a lot as an actor. He's very, very good. Tenet, The Black Klansman. He was good on both of those. Those are the two movies that I really...
Never seen either one of those.
Really? Black Klansman is the one I really remember. It was good because he was good and funny. Like, just fucking... It was such a good movie. Was that the one with... Adam Driver?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He pretends to be he's a black cop that goes into the cover and he goes infiltrates the KKK. So he sends Adam Driver as the face of it, but everything he's doing, talking on the phone, is actually John David Washington's character, Ron something. And it's funny because like it's based on a real life story, and they gave him like a patch or something to make him like an official member of the Klansman, but it's a black guy. So the actual name of the black guy is on the KKK, and the KKK didn't know that. So that he was an official member of the KKK, bro. Dang, like, yeah, crazy. He went in and like legitimately was, I'm going to use my real name and everything, bro. So he still has it and whatnot. It was David Duke was the one who was like right behind it and shit. It was wild, bro. You would like it, man. It was fucking good.
Yeah, it looks like a good movie. I just never watched it.
Check it out. David Duke was played by Topher Grace in the movie. It was very, very good. But yeah, y'all check the creator out. The creator look fucking, it looks fucking great. I'm very, very pumped for that one. That was the trailer for the week for me on that. So
isn't it this guy?
Ron Stallsworth. Yeah, that's the real guy from The Black Klansman, which is really good. Y'all should check that movie out, The Black Klansman, if you guys haven't checked that out either.
Inside a Black Man's Mind.
Yeah, it was really, really, he was on Joe Rogan.
Wow.
I have another. I wish we would have talked about it when we were back on the Rock situation on the Fast and the Furious. But like, there was a controversy talking about how the Rock, he has no film legacy, like the way, like he's an action star, right? The Rock is a big action star. That's how we know him as. But like, he has no legacy in the sense like Arnold has Terminator. He has The Predator. He has like he's worked with like big directors where not only that, but he's also been such a versatile actor, you know, Kindergarten Cop, Jingle All the Way. Like you have all these other films as well that just like are behind Arnold. Then you have Sylvester Stallone with Rocky and Rambo that really left a mark of who Sylvester Stallone was, you know, and then he has other films as well coming in there. You have Van Damme as well, who's left the mark like that. You have Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is a little bit, I wouldn't say he's like the biggest. He's like much more of the like just household name as a like movie, you know, just like those, you know what I mean. But I feel like The Rock doesn't have that. People were pointing it out, and I really thought, thinking about it, like, look at The Rock's filmography, Gibby. He's piggybacked off of like Jumanji and The Fast and the Furious, right? So those are, and even then, like, those aren't really like his movies. Like, what's a character that you feel The Rock owns that you go like, you know, like you look at Arnold, you're like, that's the Terminator. You look at Sylvester Stallone, that's Rocky. You know, but like, what is a movie that, what is the character that The Rock's done?
Maui. But that was just like.
But no, that's a cartoon though. Like,
and I hate to always come back to this, but I would say Be Cool.
No, but that was the best role he's played.
Yeah,
but
I think that was like the first time to where, and still to this day, mm-hmm. like he can't top the way that he played that role.
Oh, for sure, bro. Like that.
Because like he was still like just acting and like mm-hmm. just.
He was vulnerable to being like, yeah, I'll play that character. I'll do this for sure.
Central Intelligence.
No, again, look at that. Central Intelligence, San Andreas, The Rock. Fast and Furious, he's The Rock. He's Hobbs on The Rock. I guess Hobbs is the only thing that he has the legacy of. But even then, like, that's Vin Diesel's films. That's Dominic Toretto.
He was Tooth good Fairy. In Pain and Gain.
Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, Pain and Gain, but he's The Rock still.
The other guys, yeah, that's true.
He's The Rock
on the other guys. It's almost like he's making fun of himself.
Exactly. Get Smart, he's The Rock.
Tooth Fairy.
The Game Plan, he's The Rock.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, he's done some, like, kid movies and stuff, but...
Gridiron Gang.
That's a good one. I'll give him that. But like, what is that movie that he has? Like, you're like, damn. What is the Rocky movie? What is the Terminator movie? The Rambo movie that he has? I don't think he has
like
one.
Like a classic.
Yeah, like even
he doesn't have any.
Classics. Jason Statham, the Transporter. Remember that? He had the Transporter title for so long, and now he's Jason Statham. Mm-hmm. But before that, he was the Transporter. Like. He was a bad motherfucker because of that movie. Like, what The Rock doesn't, like, The Rock's just The Rock. Like, he legitimately is a walking product. Mm-hmm.
Like, Agent 23 from Get Smart.
When you put him in the movies, you're putting The Rock in. You're not actually putting, you know, he's not playing another character.
Yeah.
Journey to the Mysterious Island.
No. Kind of like
Kevin Hart from G.I. Joe.
Kind of, we need this character. Mm-hmm. Here.
Exactly. And so they just essentially bring, and I feel like that's Pain the same thing with Channing Tatum.
Pain and Gain.
Like, you're going to bring in Channing Tatum and same with Ryan Reynolds. Like, they're going to bring in, you know what you're going to get. Yeah. You're not essentially getting these
I wonder what they're going to do in this one. Like, exactly. Yeah, it's always like, you know what they're going to do and you're just excited that they're in it because of what they're going to do.
Paul but Doyle Ryan Reynolds does have like Deadpool and stuff. Like, he has a bigger legacy for sure than, you know, I don't want to say that, you know, call him that he isn't, but I don't feel that The Rock does. He's had some good roles as far as like Pain and Gain and Be Cool. To me, those are the two best roles he's done because those are the ones that you can actually see like, oh, he can act. But then on the other movies, you're just like, but he's never acting. He's always The Rock. And that sucks because like I've seen him act and he's done a really fucking good job. But why can't we actually get that anymore from The Rock?
It's almost like he's a better supporting actor than he is a like main, because Pain and Gain, he wasn't the main guy.
No, he was.
He damn sure wasn't the main guy.
And that's why you have to be vulnerable enough to be willing to be playing those side characters or the supporting roles and still kill it. Mm-hmm. But The Rock is just consistent. Like, I have to be the main. I have to be the lead. I have to. And I get it, but like you can't let that get to you so much. You know, you have to actually you gotta step out of the box and you gotta actually act. You gotta actually, you know, be like, shit, let me play around with these other characters. Let me do this. And The Rock, I don't think he wants to tarnish his name or reputation of like, I feel like if he loses in a fight in like a movie, I feel like for him, it feels like he lost in real life. Mm-hmm. I feel like he takes it literal. And I feel
like that's what I don't get. Like, why? Like, why the hell? Like, just, he should just do that in a movie and just get his ass full.
And that's because he's playing The Rock. So every single time that you see him, he's The Rock. So if The Rock gets his ass kicked, oh, The Rock got his ass kicked, not Hobbs. Hobbs didn't get his ass kicked. The Rock got his ass kicked. And I think that's what fucking, I think that's what fucks it up, in my opinion.
You know what's weird? Could you picture him in like a sex scene?
No. I want to, but I can't. No,
like most like action stars, like they're usually like, they Arnold, get the True girl. Lies. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
They Arnold do. Never really.
In True Lies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah,
he had a Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, he did really good. Even George
Clooney. What was the other girl in that True Lies? Wasn't that a...
Christine Applegate?
No.
No.
What was that girl's name?
Oh, the Asian chick?
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. From Wayne's World.
Gibby, True Lies. Pull it up, Gibby. Man, you're just as bad as Wolf. Where's Wolf at? I'm kidding. She was fine, bro.
What was her
name?
Oh,
my gosh. Look up the cast, Gibby. What are we doing?
For which one?
True Lies. The movie. One?
The movie.
94, down Iron, there.
Yeah, right
there. Right there, that first one. All right, go down. Go down. There we go. Tia Carey?
Carrera, or whatever. Yeah.
She was fine. Every single movie. Oh, she played the sister in I didn't know that either until right now. I remember her the most from Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
And then True Lies. I forgot about that one, though, but I definitely... Wayne's World was the one where I fell in love. I was like, yo, I want this right here. Right. And then I don't know really what happened after that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she's a baddie, though, bro.
She did a Playboy. Remember that?
Ooh.
Of course, a long time ago, but...
We can't Google that. Wolf and Water here, and Gibby's back there. It's...
he's already got that pulled.
Yeah. She's definitely a baddie.
Out. High school high.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
High school high. I don't remember seeing
that. Yeah, she was the teacher, the love
interest. Ooh, so Pauly Shore on Jury Duty? I got to see that one. I like Pauly Shore. I'm a big Pauly Shore fan, so I'll definitely watch. I'm a
big Pauly Shore. Biodome is fucking awful, though.
I love Biodome, but it's bad. Most of his movies are awful, but I love them.
Yeah.
Even Son-in-Law was bad.
I remember that one.
So was...
Encino Man.
Encino Man wasn't as good, but I love it, though.
But it wasn't really his movie. But
he was a part of it.
Yeah.
We in the army, that one was pretty good too. I liked it. It was with Andy Dick was in there.
Yeah,
bro. Pauly Shore was it was crazy the risks they would take with Pauly Shore, even though almost all his movies bombed. Like none of them made.
Yeah, they
like,
weren't good.
No, they
weren't like in the traditional sense. No. They were not good. You were only watching them because like back then, Pauly Shore was like a
character,
like a cool, funny guy, yeah. And you're like, oh, this is a Pauly Shore.
It was like Adam Sandler watching Adam Sandler movies because of Adam Sandler, mm-hmm. But Adam Sandler hit it big with Pauly Shore. Like after like the 4 or 5 movies he got, like they were like, you know what? I don't think we're gonna gamble on Pauly no more. But his movies were like big and like.
I wonder what happened. Other like, places. Why did he disappear?
I want to say maybe drugs and his mom and just things that he was doing and, you know, situations and stuff like that. But I like Pauly Shore. I still enjoy his movie. I saw The Guest House and that was a garbage-ass movie.
I didn't watch that.
It was fucking terrible. That looks horrible. It was so bad. I remember Joe was like, can I delete this off Vudu, bro? Like, it's fucking bad. And I was like, no, just leave it. I already bought it. But okay. I have a question. Let's move away from the movies right now. So Kid Cudi had dropped a snippet of his new song, and he was like, "Yo, this is the new the summer song, right?" Mm-hmm. And I heard it, and immediately as he was playing, because he just put a snippet of him in a video, right? And it was on TikTok. I heard he didn't drop it yet; he had just dropped it. He's like, "Oh, the next, you know, the summer hit." I heard it, and we immediately was like,
not it.
This ain't it, man. And I started thinking to myself, I'm like, man, like, I guess, like, I still think Cudi's the GOAT, but, like, I'm going to stay where Cudi was the GOAT. Like, his last album wasn't good. The Scott Tots wasn't that good. Like, I liked the song, but, like, it just wasn't good. You know, like, I feel like Kid Cudi's kind of trying to fit in so much. Like, he's trying to fit in with this group, with this generation, where I'm like, bro, like, you're losing your actual fan kind of
like
base.
That guy that's like, hey, I'm still cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like.
That's exactly the vibe I got. So I'm going to play you the Kid Cudi thing because I'm going to play you the actual video he posted. Here he goes.
Yeah.
didn't love it.
I don't like it at all. It almost seems like a joke.
Yeah, if that's kind of what it felt like. I heard it and was kind of like, you know what?
Like, I wonder if he's just like kind of fucking around and he's going to release something like really good.
That's what people said. So he got a lot of backlash and Cudi was like, I'm hearing my fans. He goes, I'm dropping a new single. Like, that's not going to be the single. So, you know, I'm listening. But people were like, either he lost his mind or he did that just to get eyes on him so he can drop his real single.
I mean, it's working.
It is. A lot of people are going in going like, this is bad. But I'm excited to see what his actual, the other song that he's going to drop is going to be.
Because that video didn't look like they put anything into it. Like, fucking, people on TikTok make better shit whenever they're just doing comedy skits. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Like, that had to have just been something to, like,
put out.
I was just fucking around. Yeah. But this is, now that I got you, like, here's what I really want to show you.
Yeah, because even the beat and everything just felt very sloppy.
Yeah, it was just kind of silly.
It was everywhere, and him just shouting like the rage, flex, mm-hmm. right? Like,
yeah, that can't be real.
I was not digging it.
I'm going to hold out and say that I think it's not real. I so think fake? He was, yeah. Fake? I think he's just...
publicity stunt? Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. And for the most part, most people are actually assuming that it is a publicity stunt. So, it might be. I hope so. Which it is. Smart
good marketing, yeah. Like that's good to get people to talk about it and like what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
like not to where people are like hating them, but kind of like what the hell is this
questioning
about?
It now. Yeah, yeah, wanting to actually go and figure out, be like, what's really actually going on. Cudi shared a snippet of his song Flex via Twitter. The media has been disabled. Response: yeah, he took it off. I only found it because somebody like duetted it. You know, but yeah, I guess we'll see how Kid Cudi's.
You can't delete shit these days.
Nah, bro. People are fucking.
Once it's uploaded, it's there forever.
Oh yeah, someone's gonna save it for sure.
Yeah, immediately.
Oh, yeah, real quick. So we'll wait up on that. Bro. So I actually So I sent Lyrical the other day. It was like 2 days ago. It was late at night when I saw it, but I waited till the morning to send it to you, I believe, because I knew you were asleep. But one of my biggest pet peeves, bro, is people who think they know hip hop and then they make their hip hop list.
Do you know that guy?
No, it was
okay. That's what I meant to ask you. That somebody you know or is that?
I was scrolling on TikTok and then he just popped up as like he was doing a live and he was top 10 hip hop artists of all time. And the list I read, I was like, this is the most basic, generic list. Now,
refresh my memory.
Oh, hold on. Before I read the list, I don't want anybody to think that I think these artists are whack. I like most of these artists. Most of these artists I'm a huge fan of. Like, there's like one or two of these artists I would put on my top list, right? Mm-hmm. But
it's like textbook cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I like rap.
Yeah, yes. Like, it's that's like it's did. Like telling people like what's your favorite films and then they just go like, oh, Iron Man, the Avengers is the best movie ever. You know, like you just kind of go like, oh, you don't watch movies. Like yeah. You just think you watch movies. They go, no, the best action movie is Shang-Chi. Oh, you don't watch it. You know, like to me, that's the feeling of like you don't watch. I'm not saying you can't say it, but don't sit here and tell me like these are the best lists when like your range isn't that far. Right. So I want to say this is anybody that doesn't really know hip hop. Always has this list, okay?
Yeah, it's usually they give themselves away.
Oh, for sure. Immediately you go like, oh, you don't know hip hop, bro. Yeah. Like you don't know. So this guy made the list. Number one was Kanye West. Number two is Andre 3000. Number three was Tupac. Of course they put Tupac. Number four is Jay-Z. Of course they put Jay-Z. Number five is Kendrick Lamar. Of course they're gonna put Kendrick. Number six, I have never in my life seen one person not put this person on here, and I can bet money most people don't listen to him. Nas.
Oh, yeah.
I can bet money people just put them on there because they feel the need to put them on there.
Yeah, they make a list thinking that there's right and wrong answers.
Yes.
Like, I think this is the right answer.
This is who should be up here. This is what the people want to hear. Number seven, Lil Wayne. And number eight, of course, Eminem. Number nine, Drake. Number 10, Tyler, the Creator. That's the only one I felt they were unique on was Tyler, the Creator. That I was like, I'll give you that one. Like, okay, but that's your artist.
It's always either Tyler, the Creator, Tech N9ne,
oof,
or Immortal Technique if they really want to pretend that they're into underground.
They branch out a little bit.
And all they've ever heard is Dance with the Devil.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm sorry, but those are always like, like, oh no, I listen to underground. Like, I like Tech N9ne. And it was like, dude, that's like the most popular underground person you could possibly think of.
Yes.
Same thing with like Immortal Technique. He's on like a different level of underground. That's kind of like the go-to of, I swear I like underground rap. And it's like, well, what's your favorite song? Oh, Dance with the Devil. And it was like, so you don't know any of his other music, do you?
And you can tell when they tell you the song, too. Yeah. Like, you'd go, like, oh, you like the hit. Gotcha.
But Tyler, the Creator, is kind of, like, cool enough for people to be like, oh, yeah, I've always been a fan of him. And it's like, hey, you're not. You're just trying to sprinkle in that, like, well, I have to have, you know, this, this, and this. I have to have like the wise guy, which is going to be Nas. I have to have like the party guy, this guy,
the
this
legendary.
Guy. But I have to show how wide my range is. Mm-hmm. So you got to pick between the three.
Yeah.
Immortal Technique, Tech N9ne, or Tyler the Creator.
And that's where I feel like you're not actually, you're not creative enough, or I don't know. You're not really, because you're picking the most generic ones, right? And I'm not saying these artists aren't good. Mm-hmm. But like, you're not telling me what you really like. You're just telling me, like you said, what you think you
should
like.
You're not going to convince me that that's on your actual playlist.
Yes, you're like, telling
you're
me
you're not listening to these people.
I'm not. And I love, look, on my list on here, the only person that would be on my top 10 is Kanye West. That is it. Nobody else on here would be on my top 10 list whatsoever. But that's not taken away from these artists. But like, what, like, give me your list. Give me the actual list that,
like,
you listen to.
What are you listening to? Like, who do you really feel like?
I don't
no
care.
No right or wrong answers.
Yeah. Like, just give me your actual artist of who you're actually listening. No, it's always going to be these. And the other ones, honorable mentions that weren't on here, that are always on there, is also Biggie and J. Cole. They weren't on this list, but like, they were like, oh, I can't put J. Cole. Yeah, so let's put Tyler the Creator.
That they're not on there.
Same. I was surprised when I didn't see Biggie or J. Cole, but then I saw Tyler the Creator and I was like, well, they had to put, like you said,
they probably had to compromise.
Yeah. If they put J. Cole, they would have given it away immediately.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to call this guy out because I don't even fucking know him. He's just a random guy I saw on TikTok. But like, I think if your list, your actual hip hop list, like, that does not mean the most lyricist motherfuckers, the most lyric. It means if you listen to actual hip hop, then give me your actual artist that you listen to. Give me the artist that you go like, nah, bro, like, this is me. Like,
I want to know who you listen to. Yeah. Like, who, like, what do you put on whenever you just want to space out, listen to some shit, and like, just feel like a good vibe or something? Or what do you listen to when you're angry? Like, who are your go-to artists? Not like, don't tell me what you think I want to hear.
Yeah.
Or what
you think,
like,
is right.
You think is going to get the least amount of pushback.
Yeah. And again, I used to do that. I used to do that back in the day. I would answer movies or even artists that I would feel like I need to say this or I'm going to look bad. Mm-hmm. I've done that before. And I'm like, oh, you know, for sure. Oh, Tupac. And I'm like, bro, I even though I did listen to Tupac, I was like, but I don't think he's on my top. Like, I'm not listening to Tupac on repeat. I'm not listening to all his, I'm not, like, I really am not. But I did like a lot of his music back then. But I had other artists, like, I'm like, oh, people aren't going to take me serious if I put Kid Cudi on there or A$AP Rocky on there. Like, they're not going to take me serious if I put Childish Gambino on there. Back in the day when I was listening to a lot of these artists, I was like, oh, you know, they're not going to, like, I have to name all these other artists that I feel people need to, you know, I need to put on there and stuff. So, but then now I can, you know, for sure, like, my artists, I give a fuck. Like, I'll be honest with all of them. Gibby, who, name me your top two or three artists that you actually listen to. Like, who are your rappers, hip hop artists?
Creator.
Kanye.
Kanye, obviously.
Logic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kid Cudi.
Okay. But see, I see that because he gets it off for me.
Did you know that Logic was half black?
He's biracial.
Yeah, he that's never like his whole thing. In every fucking every interview.
Sure, buddy.
You full of shit. You understand that? You full of shit.
Nah, yeah, that's like his fucking thing. His fucking trademark. Like,
he tries to squeeze that in every fucking interview. I hate telling people every time.
I hate telling people that I like Logic because, like, I get so much hate for it.
Why? Why do you get hate from Logic though? Like, what do the people tell you?
Like, he's a white boy, or you like. he's like,
but see, I feel
like, what are you talking about? He's a nerd, or like,
I feel people are gonna tell you that because they feel they need, they have to say that. Like,
those
I feel like
they're like, people are not real hip hop fans. If they mention anything about race,
oh yeah.
Or anything about the way that somebody acts, like, it should be about the music.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever people are like, oh, white guys can't, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, like,
you listen to
most
Macklemore?
Of the
Come
damn
on.
People that I listen to are white guys.
Or they just say he just makes trash music. I was like, that's fine. We all have different tastes in music.
Yeah.
Yeah. People just love to fucking hate. No, yeah, but I think that there's definitely, I think just whenever you do, I think anybody who does a top 10 list of rappers or hip hop artists, like, name your reel. I don't give a shit if you're like, oh, I'm going to get hate for this. Like, just name it. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised that the people will be like, oh shit, you know what? I listen to all those artists.
Damn, Brother Ali was number what? 90.
Snoop Dogg is 91.
Give me. Go up. Brother Ali was number. I'm so proud. 94.
That's fucking crazy.
Go down. Go down to like 40 or something.
Wonder if.
And these are top D-Flo 100.
Watching this. Yeah,
top 100,
of top
apparently.
100, number 94 is Brother Ali. Snoop
Dogg. Are they going off of just the music and...
Snoop Dogg is only on the West Coast.
Project Pat is ahead of Brother Ali. That's fucking... That amazes the shit out of me.
I'm not the way people are. Like, I feel like they put Brother Ali on there because they were like, let's put in someone hip-hop. You know, because look at this. Juicy J. Pimp C. Oh, Cannabis. Okay.
Cannabis.
Crazy Bone. Yeah, okay. Fair. RZA. I like RZA a lot, bro.
But still, these guys are in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is ahead of them? Oof. These are most people's, like, top
Rick Ross is ahead of Brother Ali, bro. That's this is crazy. A top 100 list on Beat Rhymes list.
Hey, my boy Dell. I like Dell. But he should not be that.
Too Short. They got Too Short. I like Too Short, but not to be in front of a lot of these artists. Nicki Minaj. The list is out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah.
No, we got to keep going. Let's
they got Future on here?
We got to keep going.
No, go down to the top 15.
LP 71. That's fucking crazy.
Damn.
That dude is E-40, a rapper and producer.
Minnie Siegel. Fabulous. Fabulous, like, is good.
Come on, man. Lauryn Hill is way up there.
Quick.
A$AP Rock is 62.
No, that's a whole
Big
dude.
L.
That's a different dude.
No, right there.
No, A$AP Rock. Yeah, A$AP Rock, like, right there. That dude is fucking incredible.
That's Lyrical's boy. Big L, 61. Tech 9, 60.
You know, I never really listened to Big L.
Meaning that I've only heard Big L so much.
Everybody talks about him all the time.
Guru. Monte.
Big L is also one that I feel people put on there. I like Royce. And like, again, we're looking at this top 100 list of rappers. Killer Mike is dope. Missy Elliott's.
This list is stupid.
This list is just all over the place. Like, I feel like they put the artist, but they didn't actually Ludacris. Look, Ludacris, he's got some good bars, but like to be on the
head of some of these people, like
even
ahead of RZA, ahead of
even J. Cole, ahead of J. Cole.
Ludacris. Yeah,
even I would put J. Cole over Ludacris. Like, as far as
I love Ludacris,
yeah, same.
Like, but yeah, same. Like, come on.
Real, I'm a fan of Ludacris's music, but when it comes to actual hip hop lyrics and stuff, like, Ludacris should not be in the top 40.
Real is real.
Bro, what? Kanye in 38.
Go down. Drake's going to be in top 10. Drake. I'm going to call it right now. Drake's going to be in 35.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Drake is 35.
Okay, now I'm interested to see what the top, like, 20 is.
Lil Wayne.
That's crazy.
Lil Wayne and Eminem will be in the top 10 for sure.
Who's that? Mustaf. Okay.
Big Pun, 31.
Keep going too fast.
Bun B. Keep going, Gibby. Yeah. Big boy.
He should be ahead of
DMX,
most of those
28.
People.
Common. Jadakiss.
Okay.
Pusha T. Okay.
Master
Ace. Redman.
Redman. I love
We're in the 20s. Cool. All right. We're in the top 20s. Big Daddy Kane. LL Cool. Oh, stop. You got LL Cool J in the top 20.
LL Cool J.
Get the fuck out of here.
He was the original greatest of all time.
That's 16.
Go down.
Method Man. Okay.
Method Man. Ghostface Killer.
Okay.
Cool G, I don't know who that is. Black Thought
ain't better than MF
Doom.
Other people.
You listen to MF Doom?
I mean, I have, but he wasn't like my favorite out of Lupe. The rhyme sayers.
Ooh, Lupe was my goat before Cudi was.
Lil Wayne
12.
Ice Cube
11. All right, top 10. Kendrick. Here we go. Kendrick Lamar.
Come on, dude.
Hey, what if it's the list that I just showed? Yeah, yeah. Like, they put Kendrick in 10.
Yeah, some new dude.
And he only drops an album every like 10 years.
For real.
All right, KRS-One.
KRS-One.
9.
That's it.
Scarface is 8.
Scarface.
Eminem is
of
7.
Of
Rakim 6. Oof. Well, Tupac's going to be number 1 then. Biggie is number 5. Andre 3000. Hey, did Homeboy take the list off here? Tupac is number three. Who's number Jay-Z. Two and one?
Right, Jay-Z and Drake, Jay-Z. Probably.
Jay-Z and Diddy. Jay-Z is number two.
It's got to be Drake.
No, Drake was number five. Passed? Drake was number five. So hold on. Don't 35. Okay, hold on. Give me. Hold on.
Let's see.
Hold
on. Drake was 35.
Okay, hold on. Don't go to number one. All right, so we're on Drake the list of top 100.
We already had Kanye.
Kanye was 37.
No, J. Cole was already. He was like 38 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something ridiculous.
Look, Diddy's left. Which I don't think he should be on there, but Diddy's left. Fat Joe is left. Don't forget about that because they're probably put some ridiculous, like Fat Joe in there. Who has made a big name like that? Who's like,
I'm trying to think of somebody recently to where everybody's like, oh, he's great.
Oh,
it's probably gonna be like fucking Kevin Gates or some stupid shit
or Gucci Man.
Gucci Man,
I would not doubt if you will put Gucci Man on there.
Damn, I'm not, my who guess is it? It's gonna be somebody obvious, but
my guess is gonna be Diddy or Fat Joe. Go ahead.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. And number one spot is Nas. Oh, we didn't think about Nas. Damn.
I figured he was like number 93 or something.
Yeah. So here we are, the number one spot when it comes to illest MCs to ever bless them. Mike, Nasty Nas, Nas. Tallis,
among the best rappers.
I'm sorry, but he's not number one.
No, no.
I like Nas. Same, but. Yeah, he's not. He's not.
You
want to
go
to
a different list?
With these people.
No, I agree. Anybody who has Nas on the list either really listens to Nas, like is a fucking hardcore Nas fan, or doesn't know anything about Nas.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Like, that's how it is. There's no, Nas will never be on my top 10 list, and not because I don't think he's good, but I just don't listen to him like that. Yeah. And that's just the honest truth.
He's not for everybody.
No, no, no. I agree. Yeah,
he's not.
No. So, yeah, that's their list.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
Crazy. Whoever that's the fuck wild. Made that list is like,
needs to get fired.
18 years old.
All right. Lyrical, what were the questions that you had? People. On the 18 years old, the list was not as bad as I like the artists. I'm sorry, the artists that they had on there were not
I'm
as bad.
I'm glad
as I
they
thought.
Had some he, of the people he that are on
me.
There.
Yeah,
he lost me when he put Kanye in 37.
I'm surprised Slug from Atmosphere wasn't on that list, especially since they did have Brother Ali and Aesop Rock
or Immortal Technique, too.
Logic wasn't even on there.
Yeah, like the go to. Where was Tyler the Creator? Where was Tech9?
They're definitely not. I don't know. I think. This is more of a list of people listening to old heads and being like, no, we can't put these new rappers. Like, we'll get hate. If they put any of the new artists, like, nobody would listen to this list whatsoever.
But they did put a lot of new artists.
No, they put, like, the new artists that they put on there were, like, J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. Were, like, people who consider them the greatest, which they just don't know. They don't fucking know
how to. I swear, people are tripping if they think Drake is the greatest rapper of all time.
Holy shit, I'm gonna come.
The greatest. It was...
You full of shit. You understand that?
Damn,
you full of shit.
I don't even remember which one it was.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Holy
you're not
shit.
That guy.
All right.
He still remembers.
This one's pretty good.
All right.
If someone texts you a picture of your dick with no context, would you know it's yours?
Yo, 100%. Yes.
Like
100. That would be the is there any, scariest thing ever.
Is there any background or is it just like a picture?
Just a picture.
Probably not, honestly.
Really?
No, I would 100% know my dick. There's no way I wouldn't know my dick.
Is it like...
You think, okay, let me give you a question. Now, this is a weird question, but like, let's just say, like, if your wife was blindfolded and she had to just touch four different penises, you think she would be able to pick yours out?
That's a good one. That's a good question.
I don't know.
That is a good question.
Like, you know, like, yeah. I mean, like, imagine.
That's a good question.
You just got to stand there and wait, and she has to grab, and if she can feel, do you think she could pick out your penis out of all of them?
I was going to say something.
I'm 100%. Probably. I think my wife would pick mine. Probably. Yeah, I'm 100% sure my wife would be able to. She grabs my penis more than anybody. Of course.
More than is.
Like, well, I'm saying it's like.
Who else is
yeah. Well, I used to have guy friends. Like, people, we were always there fucking nut check and
had
shit like that.
Hello,
that's
neighbor
like,
guy.
Yeah, I'll never put my pants down. that would be funny, though. What was the other question?
All right, so we got to get back to that one because we already teased it. Would you rather give the first 90% of a BJ or the last 10%?
Oh,
I would love to hear like some feedback on this one.
Give me close your ears. All
right.
Oh fuck, that's tough, bro. That is just equally.
That
disturbing.
Is like really.
Because like 90%, you're there for a good minute.
Yeah,
like you're getting that work done. 10%, it's still the fact that you're going to end it. Like you're gonna get that
I don't think I could pick the last 10.
I don't think so either. But like then you gotta understand, like you mentally have to prepare yourself to be like, I either got to give one of the best blowjobs.
You're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, or I got some. Would you rather questions?
Oh,
some nasty shit.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be the last 10%.
No, sure. I think the completion would ruin it. Like I couldn't do it. That's how I do it.
I think you're ready for it.
I've been practicing.
If you don't have any more, I'll have some up here.
We got some. Okay.
Would you rather be able to talk to animals or speak every language in the world? That's a good one.
Talk to animals. Ooh. I feel like I could get a lot of knowledge. Like in the universe or just the earth?
Just everywhere.
Everywhere?
I think that would be cool to be able to talk to animals.
Dr. Doolittle over here?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want like my dog to like talk to me.
Okay, but imagine like
then you'd like have to like make sure you like shut the door.
Dad, yeah. Dad,
what are you doing?
It'd be so sad to like put your dogs up in like a cage.
Walk off because then you gotta hear them crying.
Mm-hmm. And then like imagine like you're walking and you see like a dog with like a limp foot and he's like, yo, I need help. And like you have to pretend you can't hear him. Like you gotta be like, fuck, bro. Like pretend I'm not paying attention.
Animals, because they got like a horrible life. Yeah. Like I'd rather be able to communicate with everybody in the world.
Yeah, they're very.
Because then you can travel and then you can just like you can be fine. And you could be like that white dude that makes those videos.
Miserable life. I just realized
the what.
I said animals would live a miserable
life. It's horrible. I wouldn't want to hear all of their shit because then like that's like only being able to listen to like depressed people that are like locked up in prison.
Oh yeah, consistently.
Like, I don't want to hear that shit, man. I want to
just pretend that you're doing good.
Yeah
You can imagine cats would probably be just talking shit about you.
Yeah, cats, piece of dogs shit. Are probably judging you because they've seen some shit. Yeah, fuck that. I'd rather talk to anybody.
Let's get the languages in.
Yeah, I'd rather be able to talk to anybody in the world.
Bro, I cannot find.
There's
you
no
full of shit. You understand that?
There's
you full
no
of
situation
shit.
Where you could do that scientist.
Not right. Unless you gave.
Damn, that was it.
This one right here, I don't think is hard, but
you should have did that one with the.
Would you rather die in 2 weeks or live forever?
Die in 2 weeks or live for like.
Immortal. Ooh. Be an immortal.
Why would you want to die in 2 weeks?
I wouldn't want to die in 2 weeks.
That would suck, though.
I'm broke. What would I do for 2 weeks? Stay in my house and then die?
But you'd be like, spend all your money. Like, be like.
I don't think you heard me. I'm broke. Just kidding. What money am I spending, my guy? Nah, I think I'd want to. I mean, obviously, if I had to pick from those two, I'd probably want to live forever. But, like, that's terrible because then you see everybody you love die.
Ooh, yeah. This is good. I think about this sometimes. Would you rather be able to freeze time or have the ability to reverse time around you?
I am a scientist.
I found a way to use that one. Freeze time or
stop time.
Or reverse it.
Like how far though?
Yeah. Like give me like, is there like a limit? Like you could do 10 minutes or you can reverse it however long you want.
It does not specify.
Like
can go back 5 minutes.
All right.
So then you could like do some shit.
I like that.
And go back and then like, because you could like slap the shit out of your boss.
Are they,
and then reverse it.
If we stop time, are the people like conscious? Like, can they still like?
Yeah,
see
I don't
everything?
Think they know what's going on.
No, I think you're almost moving so fast.
You fucking, all those dirty thoughts you're thinking.
No.
Like, they don't know what you're doing to them.
Chill.
If you're wondering.
Chill.
I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah. I was not thinking
No. But what, unless bro? you guys are we all going to participate?
I didn't bring it up.
I probably reverse time. If I can go back, 5-10 minutes, whatever, I would reverse time.
Because then you could like relive moments and like, man, that was fucking hilarious. Yeah. And then like go back or do that,
you could
that
like,
first 90% or could the like, last. Yeah, and then see which one's better.
Could like, so
you're doing 100% then?
Yeah, just go for it. And then fucking go back and like, I didn't do that gay shit.
It would be like one of those with like, I would, with like your wife pisses you off and then you just talk shit to her. And she's
yeah,
like, what?
Fucking go off yeah. And then like reverse it.
And then you're like, okay, honey.
But I think you would be like a better person because you're not keeping anything bottled up. It's like, okay, I'm just going to let it all out every damn time and then reverse it and then relive it
and do it right. The thing is, it didn't like matter though, because it's not that the thing they let out didn't actually affect
but,
anyone.
But for you, exactly.
You get to let it out.
You mentally so
like
are
if
good.
You were like frustrated with your dad, you get to let it out and let him have it and then reverse it and then handle the situation a better way. But it's
also like you have to think about it, like I yelled at my dad.
But you needed like to do it.
I feel like I'd like if I was going to do that, I would do it to the max. And I feel like I wouldn't be able to like live to that. I'd be like, yo.
Yeah.
You know, like
five you might get
but
so
you know, ago, like that he like, doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
Doesn't, like you get to purge. Like you just get to let that steam out.
Okay. Now, let's say you have a button for it, though. So you have to have this like machine, like button a, like right click. There. Yeah. Kind of like that.
Suck. Like on Rick and Morty, whenever that one.
Yeah. And then you can't find it. What if you can't find it? So those 5 minutes are going by. And like you got to find that switch. So you just went off on your wife, and you're like, "Oh shit, where's my fucking button?" You
she's
know,
all crying.
She's
and
like,
shit.
"Are you? Do you really feel that way?" And you go, "Wait, wait, give me 5 minutes." And then you're trying to look. Yeah,
but wait.
Yeah, and you're trying to look for the fucking button to go back. That and would then be
you
scary.
Go back and it's in the middle of it, and you never get to go back.
Damn, bro, that would. And you can't go back those other 5 minutes. Yeah. Like, you're done. Like you can. You only go like.
You That's pretty good, man. I wonder. Yeah, I would still do the. I think I would still be able to.
Reverse
time.
You gotta be careful. You have your machine on you.
Because pausing time would be kind of cool. Like, but I don't know what I would do with it.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, what do you? I mean, you could rob a bank, but like, you can do that and then try different methods as well. Reverse the 5 minutes.
Why yeah, no? And you'd have to like time that shit out fast, like perfect.
Fast and then reverse. Boom, boom, boom. Each time, if you don't fucking get it, you know, like that'd be a lot of work though. I'd still go with the reverse, though.
Yeah, I'd have to go with reverse.
Because I'm not thinking about Final robbing answer, banks. Lock it in. Yeah, let's lock that bitch in.
I am a scientist!
I feel like you'd have to be like a perv to like want to type. Like,
for pause?
Yeah, because then you're just thinking of like
or a 13-year-old.
There's a lot of things you can do with like just stopping time. Just well, what? Like,
name one.
Like you can prevent something from
he goes,
happening.
Grab boobies?
Agree? Like, not other... I mean, obviously, the time reversing Grab it tits. 5 minutes is better.
Did I say boobs already?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Gabe. What did you say?
No, breast. It's fine. It's whatever.
What were you saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, if somebody, like, if you like see if somebody you, about to get hit with a car, then, like, you could pause
it's
it.
It's also, like, you could, yeah. like, you could be so productive during the day. Because you just knock it out in, like half a second.
Yeah, and I wonder how long you can, like, you can pause.
And then you
can
go hang out with your family and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, what if there is a limit, though, on like the pausing the time? Like, there has to be. You can't just pause
so
forever.
So, 5 minute pause or five minute reverse. I'm going with the five minute reverse.
There's no point in stopping time for 5 minutes.
Okay, see, Gibby, you're at the age where like you're not seeing the potential of this 5 minute reverse. Me and Lyrical exactly, have so many things where I'm like, yo, that 5 minute reverse could help.
You have a lot of regrets.
I'm on your side. What are you talking about? I'm on your side. What are you talking about?
Huh?
I'm on your side.
Yeah, he did say.
Oh, you're on five reverse.
Yeah, he's saying that pausing time wouldn't.
No, it's
I thought you were saying that pausing would do a lot better.
I'm saying it has some benefits, but it wouldn't.
No, it does have some benefits, but I'm explaining
that there's a lot more than you can do than just sexual stuff.
It'd be fun, but
what else? Come on, bro.
But really?
Yeah, come on, bro.
But is there?
He's like, I guess you're right. Nah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I would go with the reverse just because, like, there's so much more potential. And, like you said, like, there's so much more regrets. You can just go back and be like, fuck, I can
You know what
this
I
way.
Always think about is, and it's always like whenever I'm sleepy as fuck and driving home, I always think, like, what if you had the ability to teleport, but you could only use it like 50 times in your life? Like, do you think you'd be wasting it on all these, like, fucking, like, man, I don't feel like driving.
Go to Target?
Yeah.
And just be can you like, get the milk?
Yeah.
Do you, like, are the teleports wasted, like, you traveling there and then coming back? Is that, like, does that count as one or two?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I think any time that you just teleport. So it's not to and from. It's, like, if you want to go back, then you got to use another
one. It counts as one.
But you only have 50 in your life.
I think, I'll be real with you. I think the way we are, bro, I think the first 30 to 40, we would waste them. And then the next 10, we would be very careful.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't use them until we're like 80 years old. And like I just want to move faster.
Is it just one person? Or if like, is it like one of those like movies where you like, if you hold
you can hold hands.
Yeah, if you hold hands. Teleport. Yeah, and then they teleport.
Oh, that would be cool if you could do that.
We can all share.
Also, I've always thought like, what if you had like one of those like super... powers, but the only way that you could keep it is if nobody else ever found out.
Ooh. 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 And then, oh, you know what? That's crazy because I've thought about that as when I was younger. I'm like, imagine if you did have superpowers, but like if someone knew, they're gone.
Yeah.
Like I've thought of that situation like, as well.
Would you even still want them? Because it's like, man, I would. Shit. Like I can't even like, you know, like have fun with somebody. I can't.
I would, and I would wear a mask. And... I would, but.
Not unless you're gay, man.
I would, but I would wear a mask.
That would have been good for the 90s.
I know, man. Yeah, that's what I said. There's fucking times that I just keep fucking it up. I would wear a mask. That way nobody knows you. Because if they can't call who you are, then I don't think you could get your powers taken away, revoked from you.
Yeah, there's got to be a loophole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just you fuck it up when that one person goes, hey, were you the one who teleported? And I'm like, you bitch. Now I can't teleport anymore.
Yeah, you just fucked
it. You fucked it up, man.
It's just gone now.
It's done.
Playlist. Oh, I feel like.
Was that
this one might take some more thought. No, because Johnny sent one.
What did Johnny say?
He said that they did a top 5 tracks of all time from your personal playlist.
Ooh, yeah,
so it's not this, like like hip hop only like songs or anything. General? Yeah, just top general? 5 in your playlist.
I actually like that, but I think we should. Let's come back to that because I'd like to give some actual.
Sorry, Johnny, ideas. I kept on like pushing him to send me a question. He did.
He finally did.
Like, yeah, we're gonna we'll get around to it.
Yeah, well,
yeah, because I want to think about this one.
Same. I'd like to give a really good answer because I have some songs in my head, but I'm like, no, wait, let me actually want to think about the songs that I would put my top 5 tracks.
Name a song right now.
Oh, any song? Mr. Rager.
Facts. What?
Mr. Rager, Kid Cudi.
Oh.
You name a song right now.
Facts. Like that's a song.
Yeah. Name a song. Go.
We Are the Champions for some reason.
That's the one that came to you?
Yeah.
That's a good song though.
Yeah, I don't know. Like then and it wasn't even like a top song.
Yeah, you
like,
just named the song.
I'm just naming a song.
That's in your top 5. That's a good song, but that would have been
the top. That's just the song that came to my mind.
Yeah. Gibby, name a song. Ready to go.
I want to say the name, but I can't. It's the one that goes dun 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 dun.
What?
With Kanye.
The black people in Paris.
Fellows in Paris.
Fellows in Paris.
What is that one called?
Nah, that's not actually one. I just trying to.
He just wanted to say the N word.
No.
Theo Von saying it.
Just a bunch of songs with that word in it.
Go give me.
I've been just like listening to Logic for that. That's like the only lot. That's all I've been listening to.
Well, name a song. Go.
A Logic song.
Hurry.
Oh, he can't.
Too bad.
Oh, no.
Self medication. That's a really good one.
Sure, buddy.
All right. Well, that's a. We'll end it on that
dude,
note.
This mic is like
keeps falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a little heavy. Heavy on the ball sack.
That's kind of gay.
These are some heavy ass fucking microphones.
Not unless you're gay, man.
Why is he? Okay.
That's kind of. We'll end it on that note, and next week we'll actually jump into the tracks. I actually want to do talk about the fun tracks, but we'll get on there. So Gibby, thanks for stepping in for Wolfie Boy and Juanita. Hopefully, everybody liked Gibby producing, and he can step in whenever they're not here or a little bit more.
I like that.
Oh yeah. You know what? I can't even tell anyways on the thing. So.
Yeah, this shit's like pretty
light.
Can't even see the little lamps or anything.
So thanks for tuning in, guys. Follow us on TFTI everywhere. Subscribe to us, YouTube, Spotify, give us 5 stars, Apple Music, give us 5.
Oh, shout out. What was the one that gave us the shout out today?
Oh shit, yeah. You know what's crazy is we woke up this morning to a podcast person we actually don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Lights, Camera, Rant.
Yes, Lights, Camera, Rant.
And they shouted us out as being like their top in the top
weekly podcasts. Yeah, weekly picks.
Yeah, shout out Mondays.
How many of us was there?
9.
Yeah.
You have Culture Shock, the Brother Geeked Out podcast, Down and Nerdy, Miami Geek, Fakrant podcast, TFTI podcast, Yo! Movie Friend podcast, the Sith podcast, and the Piecing podcast.
I actually want to check out like all of these people, like just because of their names are so fucking awesome.
Yeah, and then like to be categorizing them, I'm like, I want to know the style and everything. Like like honestly, I'm very honored to be on that list and to be on anybody's list. Like for real, like we really do appreciate.
Yeah, they didn't know us any. Like no. It was like, man, that's pretty. Yeah, that's freaking awesome.
It was very random.
Yeah, that meant a lot.
Yeah, and. I even said thanks and everything and replied. He hasn't opened it or anything, but like that just makes me much more genuine of like, he legitimately just did it because he was like, yo, these are good podcasts. And, you know, shout out to the Lights Rant, Lights Camera Rant podcast.
Yeah.
Really, really do appreciate that. So check them out, guys. And
shout out to Issa.
Yeah, shout out to Issa. Give you somewhere. Right? Mm-hmm. There you go. And then we will... Anything else, Sergio, before we leave? Nice.
Sure, buddy.
Well, we'll see you guys.
Think of something, but I had nothing.
I am a scientist.
Yeah, we are the champions.
We're the champions. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. And thanks for accepting our invitation. I am a